Shalom to all. Today's Avos Baba Basar Daf Kuf Lamed Daled, and we are starting Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis about 5 lines off for the bottom with the words Tan Rabbanon. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. Now we had concluded yesterday with a clear directive from Shmuel to Yehuda that even if a son is not Noyik Keshura, he's not acting properly, one should not take his Yerusha away from him and give it to somebody else, even to a different son. Anyway, we have a story about this. Tan Rabbanon Brasar tells us Ma'asam Adam Echad. There was a story with a fellow Shaloi Hayu Barav Noyikin Keshura. His children were not acting properly. Amad Vakasav Nachasav Liyonasam and Uziel. He stood up and wrote over all of his nechasim to Yonasan ben Uziel so his kids can't have them. Ma'asa Yonasan ben Uziel, what did Yonasan ben Uziel do? Machar shlish, he sold a third of them and used the proceeds. Vehikdash shlish, he was makdash a third of them to the Beis HaMikdash. Vehichzir l'banav shlish, and he returned a third of them to the kids. Now Ba'al of Shammai Makle v'Tarmiloi, Shammai, who's the famous Shammai of Shammai and Hillel and Beis Shammai, he came to Yonasan ben Uziel with his staff and pouch, which means that he traveled all the way to Yonasan ben Uziel to show how he was displeased with him, and that's because Shammai held that it's as if the person stipulated clearly that he's giving this to Yonasan ben Uziel on condition that it doesn't go back to the kids. And since part of it was given to them, that's a bittul of the original matana, and that means that you, Yonasan, weren't allowed to give that third to the kids because retroactively it turns out not to be yours, and therefore you have to try to get it back. And Amar Lo, Yonasan ben Uziel responded to him, Shammai, im ata yochel lo'yitzi es ma shemacharti u ma shehikdashti, if you were able to take back that which I already sold and that which I was makdish to the Beis HaMikdash, ata yochel lo'yitzi es ma shechazarti, then you're allowed to take that which I gave back to the kids. If you're not able to do that, if you can't take back that which I was makdish and that which I sold, then you're not allowed to take back that which I returned to the kids. In other words, Yonasan ben Uziel was responding that Maman of Shach, if this sale and hektish that I did on the other two thirds was valid, that shows that the entire gift was chal, including the part that I chose to give back to the kids. But if you're correct that me giving back part to the kids is mevatol the original matana, then the hektish and sale of the two thirds is also batol. You can't just split it up and say that this is okay and this is not. And this was a winning argument. Amar Shami responded and he said, Ben Uziel won over me. The lashon of itiach, it means he bested me in somewhat of a degrading manner, but really this entire thing was said by Shammai in a joking way, and he wasn't really serious that he was degraded by this answer of Yonasan ben Uziel. Now that we're asked, Meikar Ma'asavar, originally what did Shammai think? What was Shammai's svara that it's not a valid matana? And the answer is Mishum Ma'aseh Beis Chayron, because of the story of Beis Chayron. Then now we have Mishum Maseches Nedarim, Ma'aseh Beis Chayron. There's a story in Beis Chayron, Be'echad Shayo Aviv Mudar Imenu Ana, with a fellow that his father was Mudar Ana from him. He made a nether that his father is not allowed to have Ana from him. So let's say we have Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, and Yitzchak made a nether that Avram is not allowed to have Ana from him. But Yitzchak was marrying off his son Yaakov. So Yitzchak told his friend, the chatzar, the courtyard, and the entire suda, all of the food is given to you as a present. They're only in front of you, meaning I'm only giving them to you as a present so that my father can come and eat with us at the suda. If I own the chatzar and the suda, then my father can't come because that's deriving benefit from me. But if I, Yitzchak, give it to you, my friend, so then my father Avram can come and enjoy the suda of the chasen of his grandson Yaakov. And Amalei Yitzchak's friend told him, Im shalihain, if they're mine, harein mikdash l'shamayim. So I'm being makdash them. I'm giving them to the Beis HaMikdash. Amalei Yitzchak responded to him, Lo nesati l'chaz shali, I didn't give you my stuff, yitakdishim l'shamayim, that you should be makdash them. Amalei, so his friend told him back, Lo nesati liyash l'cha, you didn't give me yours, elosh te'ata v'avicha echam shayson ratzen zelazeh, only so that you and your father could eat and drink and enjoy each other's company, v'yehei avon toli b'roishai, and the sin should be on his head. According to some gersayas, it's v'yehei avon toli b'roishi, and the sin should be on my head. In other words, his friend was telling him, look, you're just trying to find some sort of loophole that you and your father can enjoy the chasana, and you're not really giving me a gift. That means that an avera is happening over here, because your father should not be benefiting from the suda, and it's going to be my fault that I help facilitate this. And Lacham said, any gift that a person receives, that if he's makdashit, it's not considered hektish, so then it's not a matana. In other words, when a person gives matana, it has to be given with a full heart, and he has to basically be able to do anything he wants with it, including be makdashit. And over here, since Yitzchak did not allow his friend to be makdashit, it must be that it's not a valid matana in the first place. Now, Shammai originally thought that these two cases were comparable. Yitzchak giving the chasen as a gift to his friend, and the father giving all of his nechasim to Yonasan ben Uziel. Now, where he was mistaken is that over here, in this case with the chasen of Beis Chayron, Yitzchak clearly stipulated, I'm only giving this to you so that my father and I can come and eat together. And that's obviously not a proper matana. But in the case of Yonasan ben Uziel, since the father didn't say anything, he didn't stipulate, I'm only giving this to you on condition that you don't give it to my children. Yonasan ben Uziel was in the right of giving at least some of it to the children. And now, once mentioning Yonasan ben Uziel, we continue discussing him. Tana Rabbanu, we have a braisa. Shmonim talmidim hayu loy lehil azaken. Hil azaken, Shammai's counterpart, had 80 talmidim. Shloisha mehen ruin shetishra lein shechina k'mosh rabbeinu. 30 of them were so great that they were fitting that the shechina rest on them like Moshe Rabbeinu. And the only reason why that didn't happen is because their dar, their generation, wasn't right for it. And shloisha mehen, 30 of them ruin shetam lein chama k'yeshua benun, were fitting that the sun should stop for them like it did for Yeshua benun. So these 60 talmidim were unfathomably great. And Esrim abandon him. 20 of them were average, whatever average means. Gadol Shebekulon, the greatest of them. According to the Rashbam, this means the greatest of all the Talmidim. Whereas according to Rabbeinu Gershom, it means the greatest of the average ones. Who was it? Yonasan ben Uziel. And Katan Shebekulon, who was the smallest of all the Talmidim? Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. And Amru Alva Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, they said about Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Shalaihi Niach Mikro Mishnah, that he didn't leave Mikro and Mishnah, which means he knew all of Chumash and Mishnah. He also knew Gemara, which is basically the same thing as our Gemara. It's as far as explaining Mishnayas, Halachas, which is Halacha Mashmi Sinai, Agadais, Digduke Torah. These are certain Digdukim from the Torah. For example, the Vav of the word Vizelachem Atame is coming to include that Dama Sharetz is also Matame, the Digduke Seifrim. This refers to certain Gzeiras by the Chachamim in order to strengthen Divrei Torah, Vekalan Vechamurin, and different Kaval Chimers, Ugzeiras Shavais, and Gzeiras Shava, which is when we compare two similar words in two different Psukim, Utkufais. This has to do with astronomical calculations, such as the moon and stars and things like that, Ugematriais, and how to understand certain words in Psukim. For example, the word Anoichi of Anoichi Hashem Lekecha Vesaris HaDibrois really is an acronym for Anon Navshik Savas Yehavis, Umishalas Kaivsim, and different parables of launderers. It's important to give a parable, a mashal, to explain what the Torah is talking about, Umishalas Shualim, and parables of foxes as well, Sichas Shadim, conversation of Shadim, of demons, and this is important to be able to control them and to write Kameyas, amulets for healing people, Vesichas Dekalim, and certain things said about palm trees. In other words, he knew all about nature and healing properties of certain plants, Vesichas Malachi Hashares, and he also knew the conversation of Malachi Hashares. This is also in order to be able to control them. V'davar Gadol v'davar Katan, and he knew a big thing and a small thing. What's this referring to? Davar Gadol is Ma'aseh Merkava. That's a Cheskel Hanavi's description of Hashem's throne. V'davar Katan, what's this? Havayis Dabai V'Rava, all the questions and the back and forths of Abai and Rava that we find throughout the Gemara, he knew that as well. And L'kayim Ashen Emar, this is a fulfillment of the Pasuk, L'hanchel Oyavai Yesh V'yisur Seim Amalei. Literally, this Pasuk means to give over as a Nachla to those that love me, Yesh, meaning Hashem is going to give a Nachla, an inheritance or a present to those who love him, and that present is going to be Yesh, something. And Hashem continues saying, "Vayisur Seim Amalei, I'm going to fill their storage houses." However, we're using this Pasuk in the Gemara to tell us, L'hanchel Oyavai Yesh. Why is Hashem going to give his loved ones Yesh? Because Vayisur Seim Amalei, their storage houses are full of good things, and Torah, as we just mentioned, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, his Eitris were full. And v'chim me'acher, the katan shebekulam kein, now that we see that even the smallest of the Talmidim was so great, gadol shebekulam achas kama v'kama, all the more so the greatest of the Talmidim, he took everything that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai knew and delved into it even deeper and had even a greater understanding. And Amr Oval, Yonasan ben Uziel, they said about Yonasan ben Uziel, b'shash yoshev isek b'tayra, when he was sitting and learning Torah, kol oif sheperech olav nisraf, any bird that was flying over him got immediately burnt up. Moving on to another mission, continue to discuss Yerusha, ha'imer, if a person says, zeh b'ni, this is my son, neman, he's believed to say that. However, if he says, zeh achi, this is my brother, eino neman, he's not believed to say that. We're going to explain the first din of the Gemara, but the second din is referring to Yerusha. We have a bunch of brothers sitting around, one of their brothers walks in with a guy in tow, and he says, hey brothers, this guy over here, he's my brother, and that means we have to split the Yerusha with him, so he's not believed. However, yitol imam b'chelkai, this new brother takes along with him in his chelek. For example, just to keep the case simple, let's say we have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven introduces Beryl to Shimon and says, Shimon, Beryl is our brother. And there's three fields that need to be divided. Reuven and Shimon both take 1.5 fields. And Reuven, since he claims that Beryl's their brother, he gives half of a field to him. And he tells him, look, the other half of the field that you really should receive is by our brother. Now, Mace, let's say this claimed brother, Beryl, dies. Yachzur nechasim lum kaimon, those nechasim, this half of a field that he receives from Reuven goes back to Reuven, and Shimon doesn't have any claim to it because Reuven could tell him, look, you're supposed to give a half of field to our brother Beryl. You decided not to and be machzik it for yourself and keep it. That's not my issue. I gave my half and now I'm getting my half back. However, nafula nechasim imakam acher. Let's say this Beryl got a Yerusha from somewhere else, from different relative of his, maybe from his wife, and then he died. Yershu echav imai, the other brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and other brothers as well if they had, they do Yarshin with him, meaning they all split this Yerusha from Beryl equally, and that's because since Reuven said, this guy's our brother, that means he has to split Beryl's Yerusha equally with all of his other brothers. Now the Gemara addresses the first part of the Mishnah. Zebini Naman. If a guy says, this is my son, he's believed. And the question is, my Hilchsa, in regards to what are we believing him? Amar Yudam Rishmul, he tells us, Li Yarshav, Lifter Sishtim, and Yibam. Number one, in order to Yarshin him. Number two, in order to Patra his wife from Yibam. Namely, the guy's believed to say that this is my son, so when this fellow dies, his newly found son gets to join in the Yerusha. And also, if this fellow did not have any other children, and now he's saying, this guy's my son, when he dies, his wife is not Chayv and Yibam. We know if a person dies and he doesn't have any children, his wife is Chayv and Yibam to his brother, but now that he has a son, his wife's not Chayv and Yibam. As the Gemara, Kuflam Dalar on base on top, Li Yarshai, Pshita. It's obvious that this son of his is going to Yarshin him. Even if we technically don't believe this father, that this guy's his son, he would still get part of the Yerusha because he has a Migu. Since if he wants, he can just give this person part of his Yerusha as a gift, as we've discussed extensively previously. previously, so he's allowed to Yarshin as a son as well. There's no reason for our Mishnah to tell us that. And so Gemara clarifies, Lifter Asish Temin Ayibah Mitzrichalei, the Chiddush is really the second thing that he's believed to say, this guy's my son, in order to pater his wife from Yibam. The Gemara asks, Honami Tanino. We also have that in the Mishnah. We have a Mishnah very clearly, Mitzrichas Kiddushin, that tells us, Misha Arm Mishas Misasai, if a person at the time of his death says as follows, and it doesn't have to be at the time of his death, it's just that usually a reveal like this will be let out only at the time of death. Yeshli Banim, I have sons. He drops a bombshell and tells everyone, I have sons, I'm not childless. Naman, he's believed. Whereas if he says, Yeshli Achim, I have brothers, Ena Naman, he's not believed. And so we already see from here that he's believed to say, I have sons, and that's going to pater his wife from Yibam or Chalitza. And the Gemara answers, no. Awesome, over there, and that Mishnah we just quoted, Deloy Mukhsa Kalamba Ach. It's where we don't have a chazaka, this guy has a brother. We think this guy is alone in the world, he doesn't have a brother, he doesn't have children. That means that when he dies, his wife is not going to be chayv in Yibam or Chalitza, because we have a Svek Sveka. It's a suffix whether or not he has sons, and even if he doesn't have sons, who says he has a brother? That's why her chazaka is that she's not chayv in Yibam or Chalitza, and therefore when he says, I have sons, that just continues this already known chazaka. Whereas if he says, I do have a brother, now that's mechayv his wife in Yibam and Chalitza, that's changing the previously known chazaka, so he's not believed. However, hacha over here in our Mishnah, the chedesh is, afal gav de mochsek lam ba'ach, even though we have a chazaka, this guy does have a brother, so his wife is chayv in Yibam or Chalitza, still he's believed to say, this guy over here is my son, and that's going to change the chazaka to pater his wife from Yibam. The question is why? So Amar Rav Yosef tells us, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda said b'shem Shmuel, mipneima amru zebani naman, why is it that if a person says, this is my son, he's believed, ha'il sense ubal sh'amar gerashes ishi naman, because a husband who says, I divorced my wife, he's believed, and then she'd be pater from Yibam, obviously because she's divorced. By that same token, if he says, I have a son, he's believed as well to pater his wife from Yibam. Now before we continue, it's important to remember that we find throughout the Gemara that Rav Yosef had gotten sick and forgotten all of his learning. And often this comes out in Rav Yosef doubting himself when he quotes his Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda, and sometimes an Amira will tell Rav Yosef, how could you tell us what you just told us if you told us something else a different time? And again, the reason why that would happen is because Rav Yosef forgot his learning, and as he's remembering it and he's teaching it again, sometimes there were mistakes. And here's one of these scenarios. Rav Yosef commented on what he just said, Mar Davram. This is an expression of surprise and bewilderment. Tali Tanya B'Deloi Tanya. Something that is taught is being based on something that wasn't taught. We have a Mishnah Mefreshes that says, a man is believed to say, this is my son. And what's that then being based off of? A memra from Shmuel? What's the source for this memra? Not a Mishnah or a Braisa. So how can we be Tali Tanya B'Deloi Tanya? Base something that's found in a Mishnah on something that's not. So Ella, it must be, says Rav Yosef, I Itmar, Hachi Itmar. If something was stated in the name of Shmuel, this is really what was stated. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. This is really what my Rebbe Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. Mibnei ma amru zebani naman. Why is it that if a person claims that somebody is his son, he's believed, and that's going to pater his wife from Yibam and Chalitza, hoyelu biyadei lagarsha, since right now the husband could divorce her, and this is much stronger than the previous memra, this comes along with a migu, a sense, a logical progression, the sense if a man wants, he could divorce his wife right now, and that's going to pater from Yibam and Chalitza, so too he's believed to say, this is my son, and that also is going to pater his wife from Yibam and Chalitza. And Amar Rav Yosef continued saying, now that you say we have this concept of hoyel, we'll also be able to explain the previous memra that I was surprised by. Baal Sh'amar Gerashis Ishni Neman, that if a husband says, I divorced my wife, he's believed, hoyel will be adel garsha, since he has the ability to divorce her right now, he's also believed to claim that he already divorced her. And again, that's the reason why a man is believed to say, this is my son, since if he wants he could divorce his wife right now, he's also believed to say, this is my son, and that's going to pater his wife from Yibam and Chalitza. And we continue discussing this. Ki Asar Yitzchak Bar Yosef, when Yitzchak Bar Yosef came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he quoted the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Baal Sh'amar Gerashis Ishti Einoy Naman. If a man claims that he divorced his wife, he's not believed. And upon hearing this, Menapach Rav Sheshes Biyadeh, Rav Sheshes waved his hand dismissively, and he said, Azale, Hoyel Rav Yosef. This Hoyel Rav Yosef is now gone. Meaning this logic of Rav Yosef, that since if a man wants to divorce his wife right now, he's believed to say, I already divorced her, that was just knocked away by this memory of Yochanan. But now the Gemara asks, Eini, is that really so? Va'amar B'chiyo Bar Avin, Amar B'Yochanan, Rav Chiyo Bar Avin quoted Rav Yochanan himself saying, Baal Sh'amar Gerashis Ishti Neman. That if a man claims he divorced his wife, he is believed. So now we have a stira in Divrei Rabbi Yochanan. And the answer is Lekasha, no problem. Kan l'mafreya, kan l'aba. One is retroactive, one is for the future. In other words, if a man comes on Rosh Chodesh, for example, and he says, last Rosh Chodesh, l'mafreya, I divorced my wife, he's not believed. And let's say in the interim, during that month, his wife was Mizana. So we're going to say she's considered an Ashes Ish being Mizana because he's not believed to say that he divorced his wife last month. However, if he comes to Bezin and he says, Stam, I divorced my wife, that's considered Lehaba, and we consider divorced from now on. And Ibailu would ask the following question, Amar l'mafreya, mahu le'munei l'haba. Let's say the person claimed he had divorced his wife previously. Like in our example, he shows up on Rosh Chodesh and he claims that he divorced his wife last Rosh Chodesh. So we just said we're not going to believe him that she's divorced from a month ago. But what about believing him l'haba? Do we say, you know what, she's considered divorced from now? And what's the logic behind this? Mi palgino dibura, eloi palgino dibura. Do we split his dibur? Do we split his statement or no? If we're going to say palgino dibura, that means that the part of his statement, I divorced my wife, is believed, and the part of the statement, last month, is not believed. And so therefore, we would say that she's divorced from now. But if we're not going to say palgino dibura, then we have to look at the whole thing together. I divorced my wife last month, and he's not believed at all. And the answer to this is Rav Mai, Rav Zvid. They both argue, chanam or palginon, chanam or loy palginon. One of them says, yes, palginon, we will split. And one says, we do not split. Now the Gemara asks, Mashallah, mid Rava. Why is this any different than what Rava said? Dumb Rava. Rava said, let's say a person comes to Beis Din and claims as follows, ish plani bal ishti. That guy, Ruvain, he was bail my wife. Hu va'acher mitstarf el hargoy. Him and another person, meaning the husband and another guy, they're even mitstarf to join their ages together to kill this man, this bail, this one who lived with the married woman. And what do we learn from here? Lahargoy v'loy laharga. That their ages is only joining together to kill the man, but not the woman. And clearly we see palginon over here. We know that a man is not able to testify about his wife because a person is not allowed to testify about a relative of theirs. That's called a karov, a relative, and their pasul eidos. And by the fact that we allow this husband to join up with another person to testify against somebody who lived with his wife, and we don't pasul him leidos, it must be palginon, that we're splitting up his statement, and then when he says, that man lived with my wife, we're understanding him to say, that man lived with a married woman, and the part about my wife is not being paid attention to. That's a clear case of palginon. So Gemara answers, no, betray gufi palginon, bechad gufa loy palginon. When there's two bodies, meaning two people, namely the bayol and the wife, will be able to say palginon, because we could explain that their eidos, their testimony, was going only on that person and not on a different person. But when there's one person, we can't necessarily say that there's palginon over there. Such as in our case, when a person says, I divorced my wife a month ago, he's talking about one person, his wife, and therefore we can't necessarily say palginon in that statement. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.